America's most epical call to arms and preparedness. Millions of men from 21 to 36 line up and sign up throughout the nation. There's Winthrop Rockefeller, son of John D. Jr. Answer the call to national service. And well, if it isn't Maxie Bear, ready to go into training again. And no kidding, well, not much. The rodeo stars sign up hoping they don't draw the Iron Cavalry. One of the first young men to register is Warren Pershing, son of our famous wartime commander. All races, creeds, and colors line up for national defense. In Chinatown, the rush is just as great and enthusiastic as elsewhere. Harlem, too, keeps the registrars busy. With the safety of America threatened, all Americans, the humble and the mighty, willingly embrace selective service. From the White House comes a definite promise by the President to those answering their nation's preparedness call.
Our present program will train 800,000 additional men this coming year, and somewhat less than 1 million men each year thereafter. It is a program, obviously, of defensive preparation, and of defensive preparation only. To the 16 million young men who register today, I say the democracy is your cause.